allowed this to happen. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Those words from California Governor Gavin Newsom one day after another mass shooting in the state.
Doesn't have to be this way. Wasn't always this way. A few decades ago, we didn't experience these kind of things.
The suspect in the shootings in Half Moon Bay in Northern California due in court tomorrow.
Authorities say on Monday afternoon, 66-year-old Chin Lu Zhao opened fire at the mushroom farm where he worked, killing four co-workers and injuring a fifth, as parents and children who lived on the property looked on in horror. The sheriff says Zhao then drove to another farm a few miles away where three more bodies were found. The five men and two women killed were all of Asian or Hispanic descent, though officials wouldn't say if anyone was specifically targeted.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Over the weekend, a gunman opened fire at a dance hall in Monterey, California, killing 11. He died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The superintendent of a Virginia school district where a six-year-old student shot a teacher could soon be out of a job.
The Newport News School Board calling a special meeting for Wednesday evening where they will vote whether or not to fire Superintendent George Parker and appoint an interim in his place. This vote includes a separation agreement and severance for Parker, who has come under heavy criticism following the January 6th shooting of teacher Abigail Zwirner by a first grader. New information coming to light following that Richneck Elementary School shooting, including knowledge that the six-year-old boy possibly had a gun in his possession earlier that day. This says Zwirner, who continues to recover from her gunshot wound, has now hired a trial attorney to represent her.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. A batch of classified documents found in the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence. An attorney for Pence notified the National Archives of the documents last week, saying they were inadvertently boxed and taken to Pence's home. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Senate committee looking into Ticketmaster after an issue last fall with Taylor Swift tickets.
While Taylor Swift fans outside the Capitol haven't shaken off their anger towards Ticketmaster, inside Live Nation President Joe Berchtold tells the Senate Judiciary Committee that a surge in bot attacks led to issues with ticketing for an upcoming tour.
The attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales.
Berchtold says that all in pricing, which includes taxes and fees, is a way to make the industry more competitive. Meanwhile, SeatGeek CEO Jack Gretzinger says Live Nation has too much control.
This power over the entire live entertainment industry allows Live Nation to maintain its monopolistic influence over the primary ticketing market.
He believes Congress should break up the 2010 merger between Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Pieces of art that were illegally acquired have been returned to Italy.
Monday, the U.S. returned $20 million worth of artifacts that had been illegally sold. The cash includes a marble head of the goddess Athena and a fresco from the ancient city of Pompeii. Some of the works had been in the collection of a hedge fund manager. Others had been on display in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Italy's Carabinieri worked hand in hand with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to uncover the fraud. Upon the arrival of the art back in Italy, one spokesman for the police said the value to Italy's culture and heritage is well above the monetary value of the treasures. In fact, he said, you can't even put a price on it.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. The sci-fi indie film Everything Everywhere All at Once leads nominations for the 95th Academy Awards with 11, a year after a streaming service won Hollywood's top honor for the first time. Big screen spectacles dominated the nominations, with the Avatar and Top Gun sequels getting Best Picture nods. The Oscars will be presented March 12th in Los Angeles. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.